From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the mayor of Denver visits the mayor of Amsterdam and a pot shop there to see how the Dutch do legalized marijuana.
But first, today President Obama made it official and introduced the woman who he wants to head the Department of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Matthews Burwell, who's currently the head of the Office of Management and Budget. The announcement came after last night's news that the current Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, is resigning. And during today's announcement, the president praised Sebelius for her work.
There are 7.5 million people across the country that have the security of health insurance, most of them for the very first time, and that's because of the woman standing next to me here today. And we are proud of her for that.
Well, Sebelius's tenure will be remembered for the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, which is being described today as tumultuous, rocky, disastrous, just to name a few of the descriptors. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us from the White House with more on today's announcement. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, the president said this morning that Sebelius had come to him in March to tell him about this decision to step down after the first open enrollment period. So was this voluntary or was she forced out?
Well, the White House is billing this as a voluntary departure, that something that the secretary herself suggested. But obviously there have been a lot of people calling for her or someone to take responsibility for that rollout last fall. What the White House says is it would have been a huge distraction had Secretary Sebelius left during that six-month open enrollment period when they were trying to get the website up and running again. As it was, she was pretty well sidelined from the technical side of the operation as of, say, late October. That's when the White House brought in a team of outside technical experts to get the website working again, and they succeeded, really. Much to a lot of people's surprise, and by December, certainly by January, the website was working properly, and so then Secretary Sebelius spent the month of March, along with many other members of the cabinet, barnstorming the country, doing promotional events, trying to drive people to the website, and of course, as we heard the president say, as of now, the sign-ups top 7.5 million. He did misspeak though a little bit when he said that most of those are getting coverage for the first time. The poll suggests it's not necessarily most or of the people who joined coverage on the website are getting coverage for the first time. But 7.5 million is still a number that the White House is very happy with.
Well, and if that's the secretary calling, Scott, by the way, you're welcome to pick up the phone. So what about how she will be remembered? The president actually brought up something that had nothing to do with the health care law, which was that one of her first acts was to deal with a flu vaccine and pandemic flu, that idea. But is it going to be just about the health care law and the rollout, which many are already not looking very kindly upon?
You know, she will be remembered. I think that will always be one of the first things that's talked about, but it's going to depend on people's perspective. The president did talk today about the bumps and bruises that he has and that the secretary herself has. Certainly, it was a bruising effort to get the Affordable Care Act through the Congress. Remember, it passed with zero Republican support.
Right.
There were battles along the way about policy provisions. One of those is the contraceptive mandate that insurance policies must provide women with access to birth control. That remains controversial, and it's the subject of ongoing litigation before the Supreme Court. And then, of course, there was the self-inflicted black eye of the non-functioning website. So will all that be forgotten in the long run? The White House certainly hopes so. Just yesterday, the president was at the Lyndon Johnson Library recalling the similar controversies over Medicare back in the day when that was being pushed. And Secretary Sebelius noted today that her father was in the Congress at that time.
Yeah.
They would like it to be that the Affordable Care Act is once viewed as, you know, as much a part of the American fabric as Medicare is. But will we have to wait 50 years to get to that point? You know, we're only 6 months in, so hard to say.
Well, let's talk about the person that President Obama would like to succeed Kathleen Sebelius, and that is Sylvia Matthews Burwell. What can you tell us about her?
Well, she served throughout the Clinton administration in various management positions, and then she worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Walmart Foundation. She was brought back into the White House to serve as budget director and was unanimously confirmed by the Senate just about a year ago. So the president said he doesn't think too much has changed since then. He expects an easy but he expects her to be confirmed by the Senate in her current role.
Well, and I saw, by the way, that John McCain already tweeted today support for her, said she was a great choice.
That's right. Some Republicans have applauded her choice. She was instrumental in negotiating the two-year budget deal, a bipartisan budget deal. So she's well received on Capitol Hill. And what the White House is really underscoring about her resume is her skills as a manager, as someone who can implement this law, which still has a lot of implementing to do.
Because she's not a healthcare person per se. She's really more of a manager.
She's not steeped, she's not waist deep in healthcare policy, although as White House budget director, she certainly had a role in overseeing the budgets of Medicare and Medicaid, so she does know a good deal about healthcare policy.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, I hear the announcement was in the Rose Garden, but really right now it's just tulips.
Beautiful day here in Washington, D.C.
All right, Scott, thanks.
My pleasure.